Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey.
I am exhausted.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Why are you exhausted?
Well, I had a very long travel day to Nashville yesterday. I sadly missed my flight, which I can count on one hand how many times in my career that I've missed a flight.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
But we can thank the lovely LA traffic for that. I left my flight was at 10:30. I left my house at 7:30, and I didn't make it.
That's
so
madness.
Do the math. It's freaking horrible.
Oh, you poor thing.
So thankfully I did get on the next available flight, and it was a connection. I didn't get into Nashville until around 9 o'clock last night, but still. Yeah, I'm definitely pooped.
Dear. Well, at least you won't get homesick when you're in Dubai, because the traffic is about the same, I would imagine, here.
Yeah.
So you'll be fine.
You should put an Uber chopper on your
rider. I do have to say, we've only been to Dubai literally one time. And I can literally tell you we were on the ground for about maybe 10 hours total. We literally landed. We went to a hotel. We had day rooms to shower and whatever. Went to the venue, had a couple hours before the show to walk around. Most places were all closed. Did the show, and then I literally went straight to the airport and flew straight back home.
Yep, I
remember. So I've never really had time to really enjoy Dubai. All I get to see is Dubai as my screensaver on my Apple TV. That's all I get to see.
With the weather as well, we do that too.
It looks amazing. It looks so much fun.
It is amazing.
Yet I've never experienced it, I know. So I cannot wait. Hopefully we get a little bit of time this time to really enjoy the city.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you. I do remember when you guys were here last time, and I remember it being a really quick in and out job. But you guys were amazing. Oh, it was the best. We loved
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now we want to see you in Vegas.
Yeah, so we've been trying, like Pricey and I have both been trying to get you guys out here to Dubai for ages, because we've both seen you years ago, mm-hmm. and it's been fantastic. Then we saw some clips from the Vegas show. The show seems to be getting, you know, when people get older, the show gets like maybe less energetic. You guys are the opposite. It's getting crazier.
Yes, it is. I mean, going into this whole Vegas thing, you know, obviously Vegas is, you know, it's about the glitz and about the glamour, and it's about being over the top. And, you know, when we went into this whole residency, we were very fortunate to hook up with an amazing stage producer, has done all the award shows, the Grammys, the AMAs, and done multiple tours. And, you know, once we finally designed this, you know, show, and once we were there for opening night and everything was, you know, coming to life, it was mind-boggling. Like this whole concept that we all had as a you know, group is now coming to life. And again, Vegas, there's really no like holds barred. So they're going to let you do whatever you want.
Amazing.
And we were like, okay, well, this is what we want. Can we have it? And they're like, sure. And the show has been absolutely amazing. We're having so much fun. Sold out shows, the fastest selling residency in Las Vegas history. It's just an awesome experience. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, we're experiencing the same here. We've already sold out of Golden Circle tickets.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And the amount of people
awesome.
Of all different ranges, all ages, and, you know, everybody. The feedback on our Instagram and everything has just been phenomenal, and it's just a testament to you guys, your hard work. You know, you're such a solid group. That's what we love about you guys. The bond is strong.
Yeah, totally. You last longer than One Direction.
Well, yeah, and you know, well, we're still having fun. I mean, that's the bottom line. Is it's all about the music, and it's all about us still having fun and really enjoying what we do. And we're all showmen. And we just love to see the faces of our fans just reacting. You know, they're all growing with us. They're all getting older. Now they're, now, especially Vegas, like, it's like girls' night out almost every night.
Yeah.
Like, now the girls can all drink. And it's pretty much, it's almost equal to what it was when the girls were teenagers, except now they may not remember what they did the night before.
Yeah. Just takes a bit longer to recover.
Which is totally fine. It's totally fine. You know, you're coming to Vegas, you're going to have a good time, enjoy yourself. You guys have to come see the show. You have to.
I want to. It's definitely on the bucket list. I have to.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, AJ, you've been with the boys. You've been there in your teens, your 20s, your 30s. Like, you guys have pretty much grown up together on the road. Like, are things different now, or are they kind of the same from when you guys were touring, you know, in the 90s? Are you guys still having that same kind of banter, or are you guys like, okay, good night, we'll see you later?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of a little bit of all of it, except now we're all fathers, we're all husbands. And, you know, when we're on tour, especially in the U.S., we each have our you know, individual buses, because we bring our families out and, you know, friends and kids. And, you know, back in the day, we used to have our little VIP room, which we had bottle service, and now we have baby bottle service. And we have cribs set up and a little play area for all the kids, you know. You know, the dynamic has definitely, I would say, we've gotten closer. I think now there's this kind of newfound respect, you know, all being fathers, being husbands. And even when it comes to, like, booking a tour and, like, schedule, you know, back in the day, we kind of just went out and just did it, and we just worked and worked and worked. And now it's like we're trying to find that kind of balance where we can still go out and work, but also make sure that we have enough time to be back home with our families or bring them out with us, and, you know.
Yeah.
try to have that, you know, healthy, that you know, balance, because, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny that you had mentioned something a second ago about me being a teenager, and I was just talking to somebody tonight that technically, as far as the fans know, this is our 25th anniversary this year, but for me, this is 26 years.
Yeah.
Because I was the founding member
in 1992. Yeah.
And a whole year went by before we got Howie and we got Nick, and then the other members before we got Kevin and Brian. So for me, it's been 26 years.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's the longest time.
So it's, for the entertainment industry as well, like, that's job security. That is great.
I mean, it's kind of like a freaking marriage. I mean, most Hollywood marriages don't even last a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should be signing.
And here we are, you know, 25 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what they should do? This is a little business idea for you, AJ.
Oh, here we go.
I think you guys should speak to E, and you guys should have your own reality TV show, but call it Backstreet Family.
That's not a bad idea.
And
actually,
you go to the five different boys' houses and see how you guys live and when you go on tour and stuff. I would totally watch that.
I would subscribe to that, yes.
Not a bad idea. We were actually approached a couple of years ago. I forgot the network, but we were actually approached to do the Backstreet Wives show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And
Wags.
Yes.
Because let me just tell you, our, you know, wives are all of our backbones. They are our rocks. But at the same time, they're five completely different women.
Really?
And you know, but they are all such amazing mothers, such amazing wives. They are truly our like, biggest fans. But
yeah.
a couple of the wives, I'm going to call my own wife out. She was like, yeah, no, I don't really want to be on camera. She's really shy. So.
Yeah. Oh,
she shot it down, and I'm not sure who else shot it down, so it never came into fruition. But I think that would have been awesome.
I mean,
it could have been like the Real Housewives of Backstreet, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the cameras would take you to Vegas, you'd be on the cruise as well, and like, cruises are wild at the best of times.
Yeah, especially if the wives all have
the cruises. Yeah. My wife went on the very first cruise, and I was in rare form, we'll just say that, on the first cruise. I was still partying and drinking and doing all that stuff back then. And after the first cruise, she swore, she's like, I love you, but I will never come on another Backstreet Boys cruise. You know, not because she didn't have fun, but because, you know, let's just be honest. The fans are coming to hang out with us. They don't want to hang out with us and our families and our wives.
Yeah.
They're coming to be close to us, and, you know, and after that first one, that was kind of like popping the cherry, and everybody learned their, you know, valuable lessons. And since then, I can count maybe one or two times that a couple of the other wives have, you know, come out. But for the most part, no. All the wives kind of wised up, and they're like, yeah, no.
We're not into this. On the
you know, cruise, we don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah, you're on the whole time.
It's a couple hours a night. Yeah, we are on working the whole time, so we never even get to spend time with our family.
Yeah, I was thinking
that. So why
would
you bring them, you know?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, totally. We're chatting with AJ from the Backstreet Boys. They're out here for Blended the 20th of April in Dubai. We've got so many calls coming through. Hasneem, you're on with AJ. What's your question?
So if you had a chance to put together a girl band of five from the 90s right now, who do you think you would choose and why?
If I were to put a girl band together?
Yes, a girl band.
From the 90s, I would put together... I would do Britney, Pink, Christina Aguilera, Beyonce, and I would also throw in Maya.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Thank you very much.
No one's really heard from her in a long time, but I loved her back in the day. So that would be a pretty cool supergroup.
Yeah, totally. Because we love Maya, because we get her on for Lady Marmalade.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Pink, Christina, and Maya are all in Lady Marmalade, song. So, yeah, we just, with a bit of Britney and sprinkle some Beyonce, you'd have a supergroup.
That's a supergroup. thanks so much for your call, Tasneem. Have you guys gotten to see the Britney show as well? Are you seeing other shows in Vegas?
Well, before we actually locked in our actual residency, myself and Kevin went on behalf of the group, and we saw Britney's show. Britney pulled me up on stage.
Nice.
Was not prepared for that. I was pretty much her slave in a dog collar and getting spanked. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. But it was, you know, what's really interesting is the Access Theater is the largest theater in Vegas. But what's really cool is we're the first act in that venue to actually open up the upper deck of seats. Britney's never done it. J-Lo's never done it. Pitbull, Lionel, no one's ever opened up the upper deck. So on the weekends, we actually sell out the entire venue. Normally, it's 4,500, which is a sold-out show on the bottom level. But 8,000 is the entire venue, and we're the only act ever to open up the top seats, which is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But Britney's show was amazing. She's such a talented girl. You know, she's been in family for years, and you know, she's a true performer. She puts on an awesome show, and it was just fun to see all the kind of mixed crowd. You got the girls, you got all the fun people coming out and having a good time, and it was an awesome show.
Totally. So, you were front row again, like, I want to be in the dog collar again. Get me up again, please, Brittany.
There would have been a lot of people jealous of you, for sure. Oh, well, we can't wait to see you. And I tell you what, when you get here for Blended Music Festival, you will see the same kind of range here in Dubai. The people that are calling in and texting us and Instagramming us are just from all walks of life. Like, as you know, Dubai is a melting pot of all nationalities, and you're going to absolutely love it. So, AJ, just one question. What is your favorite song to perform? What should we listen out for? We know you're really going to put your back into it when you come to Blended.
Wow. Well, based on the show that we're going to do, since 2001, I've been begging the boys to put my favorite song back in the show, and they never did it, and then finally... Let Me Have My Freaking Wish for the Vegas show, and it's one of the best songs to perform live, and we will be doing it in Dubai, which is Get Another Boyfriend. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's such a crowd pleaser, and it was never a single, but it's a personal favorite.
Nice.
So that is my, right now, that is my favorite in this show that we're going to be doing in Dubai. So that is my personal favorite.
Excellent. It sounds like the show is catered for fans as well, which is good, which is what we want to hear and see. So,
yeah, for sure.
It is. Absolutely, it is. I mean, we've always tried to be as much interactive with our fans as possible. You know, we, even if, you know, whatever country we're, you know, doing a show in, if they're telling us, don't go in the audience, don't jump off stage. We don't ever listen.
Yeah.
We want to get as close to our fans as possible, because without our fans, we would not be here. And we owe our entire career to our fans. Best fans in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, 100%. Two of them are talking to you right now, so we're so excited to see you guys. So happy that we got to chat with you as well. You've been so generous with your time. Thank you. Blender.ae, get your tickets, because these are selling out. Backstreetboys.com as well. You guys are doing meet and greet packages there. And AJ, just don't miss the plane on the way out here, okay?
Okay.
You've got to put an Uber chopper on your rider for Blended. They're going to love me for that one.
No traffic.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, done. As long as you can, you know, cover the bill, then fine.
Yeah, sure. We'll give it to management. It'll
be
fine.
We'll sort it out.
AJ, it's been a pleasure, man.
Now wait. Listen. Yeah. Listen. If you guys can get yourselves to Vegas, I will use some of my comp tickets to get you guys backstage to come see the show. So all you got to do is get on a flight. I'll take care of the rest.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
You guys got to come see the show.
Okay. All right.
Are you on tomorrow night?
What are you doing on the weekend?
Our boss is away.
Wow. We don't go back until July. So if you guys can swing it, come out in July.
We're organizing that. Yep. That needs to be done.
Done.
We've got a personal invitation from AJ.
I know. It's a dream come true.
You're both going to be my personal guests, not the Backstreet Boys guests. My guest, okay?
Love you. You're so sweet.
AJ, you're a legend.
Well, thank you.
It's been such a pleasure to chat with you. We'll see you guys when you're out here in Dubai anyway, okay?
Cheers. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.